All right, you ready?
We've done it 100 times. It's okay. The same as usual.
Hello and welcome to the Ungated Community, guys. I'm Candace and this is
Whitney.
And this is the Hoot and Holler Podcast. Thank y'all for joining us today. Go ahead and like us and follow us and all of that stuff at Hoot and Holler TV on all the social media except for Snapchat because I hate it. All right.
Awkward silence.
If you listen to this on your favorite podcast app, you can also watch this episode on our YouTube page at Hoot and Holler TV.
We everywhere.
Because we over there. Mm-hmm. We over there. Okay. So today we're talking about personality types. We took the, is it Enneagram?
Enneagram.
There you go. Because it's Enneagram to me. But it's the personality test. And we're going to talk about the results and all of that stuff a little later.
It's going to be fun.
But first part of business of the HOA meeting. Got a couple things we need to talk about. We need to get it off our chest. We need to get it squared away because it's bothering us. So we need to talk about it as family and as community. So our problems can be your problems and we can be all upset together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So randomly Googling things in life as I do and others
same.
As well. I found out that African buffaloes are feminists and they are democratic. And so that's my kind of animal.
Nice.
So it says African buffalo herds are democratic and feminist because only the adult females can vote for which way to travel.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Don't ask for directions.
No. We tried that. Yo, wait. We going over here.
No, we doing this. No.
It says they indicate their choice by standing up and looking in one direction and then laying back down. Hello.
What?
Hello.
Get up. Everybody like, votes.
Hush, because.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, what you going to do?
That is exactly what I pictured. I love it.
Love it. If I could be an animal.
Yes.
It would be an African buffalo. Maybe I am.
I like it.
An African buffalo, like in human form. But anyway.
Maybe so.
But anyway. So, yeah.
I like it.
So,
I like a good random animal fact.
So, I'm sure if animals could talk, that causes quite a bit of argument. Amongst the herd. So I think about myself in being in arguments and it's like in the midst of battle I don't have enough ammunition in my gun.
I have so many thoughts.
When that argument is over, oh my word, do I come up with a playlist for your life. I have so many great things I could have said. It's like, what was
so
this
many
at?
Good comebacks.
This would have been good. This would have got them right here.
Man, that would have went for the jugular.
Man, it's like, man, I just missed out on a good. I just feel like it's a missed opportunity. Like, I didn't live up to my potential in that moment.
Yeah.
And I just need a great comeback. And it was, and all I could say, you have a good day too. God bless you. And you walk away, it's like, damn, I could have really just got him right here. If I would have told him that, you know, that ain't your real daddy. I would have told.
Oh, my God.
Really got,
the things you know in a small town.
So it is like, that ain't your real daddy. Anyway, your mama Jeff found that out.
Must suck to be adopted.
Right. I'm not going to talk about how you failed kindergarten twice.
Man.
Like, man. So many things come to mind that it's like, oh, this would have been so good. And then it's like, man, I dropped the ball. I feel like I dishonored my family when I do that.
Everybody would be so upset.
I mean, am I the only one that, like, I feel like I'm not the only one that, like, goes through that. And it's like, dang it.
Oh. I'm trying so hard during an argument to not say the things that are in my head.
Me too. But at the same time, it's like, dang it, if I had the courage to do this, this would stop all of this.
When I'm in the shower the next morning or that night.
Yeah, that's what I should have said while you scrubbing. That's what I should have
exactly,
said.
Exactly. Having the imaginary argument in your head. Exactly.
Okay. Or exactly. Oh, what's even better than that is, you know, you got to have a tough conversation and you know it's going to be an argument and you go through it in your head before you
every
even
time.
Have the conversation.
Every
it's
time.
Like, okay, well, then they probably going to say this because you know how. Know how they gonna do?
No, you know
so
them.
So I'm gonna say this now here, and then the argument happens, and he's like, "I didn't say none of this shit."
I know. Every time
I ain't said nothing. I
practice in my head so many times because I hate confrontation anyway.
Yeah,
and I also want to be very clear about what I'm intending to say.
Right.
I try really hard to be extremely clear.
Yeah.
And yeah. But when you're arguing with somebody who's just wanting to argue anyway.
Right. And I try to keep my emotions intact when I'm having. Yeah. Now, that was a time point in my life that I didn't do that.
You were a black belt.
I was a black
words.
Belt. Okay. A black belt in tongue lashings for sure.
Yeah.
As I've gotten older or whatever, I try to keep my emotions in check. Mm-hmm. And that way I don't say the thing. Because once you say it, that's it. You can't take it back. The whatever they felt when you said it is there. It ain't going nowhere. You can apologize. But those initial feelings and emotions that you get when you say something like that, you can't take it back. And here's the other thing is, it's like, I have to live with it.
Yeah.
Knowing that I did that and they made that person, even though they may have... I would have probably been in my right to say it, and they probably deserved it. It still was not right because I wouldn't want nobody to do me like that. And I try to look at that, but then it irks your nerve that you try to be the good person because a lot of times those people don't appreciate that you did that for them.
Yeah.
You know,
<You're> so unappreciative.
So unappreciative that I spared you today. Yeah, because I was about to tell you about yourself in front of all these people. Okay. That's what I was about to do. But.
I don't know about you, but
have a good day.
I say good day. The older that I've gotten, though, the less actual arguments.
Oh yeah, I
haven't had a real like. Mm-mm. I've never been the type to yell. Like I a previous person in my life liked to yell and be loud and stuff, and it pissed them off.
I've told several people
that I was quiet because I'm like, I'm not giving that to you.
I'm at the age now, baby. I ain't arguing with no grown folk.
No.
I argue with a 5-year-old all day. Yeah. Every day. We argue about everything.
For real.
No. No. SpongeBob is the better cartoon. Yeah, exactly. What are you saying? Absolutely it is.
Yes.
But any adult, I'm not arguing with you.
No. We will have a conversation.
Baby, you won. You won. You won. You got it. You got it. You got it. So you got it.
You like it. I love it.
You right. You is right. You is all the way right.
All the way right.
Why? Because we're going to get our blood pressures and stuff. And at the end of the day, we're not going to agree. They going to think you ain't right. I know I'm right.
Every time.
But yeah, it's no point. It's no point. You're just going to get your blood pressure. I try to stay in a very happy space.
Me too.
I really do.
Me
I try
too.
To stay away from the negative stuff. When I even know it's over there, I just stay over here. I look at it from here. Oh, that I wouldn't go over there. Mm-mm. I know what's over there.
It's
I wouldn't go
over
there. Ooh, it make my skin crawl. I'm not going over there. Well, I just try to stay out of situations that would even have me to want to go to that level. Now it's still in me. Now you push them buttons enough.
Yeah.
You're going to get a dial tone, baby. You push them enough, you're going to get a dial tone.
Okay. Dial tone.
Okay. Okay. You push them enough. Somebody going to be on the line. Okay. That's all I'm saying. But so not only like you talking about having conversations in your head before you have them.
Uh-huh.
Am I the only one that talk to stuff?
No.
Like,
no. Not at all.
I mean, I'll take this bottle of water. Like, what is you doing? Get your life together. Why are you falling like that? You don't know the Lord Jesus? Let me talk to you for a second.
Is
Jesus your personal? You say you're purified, but have you been dipped in the water?
Have you been dipped? It's like, I'm full of the water. Won't that preach?
You know. Right. Like, you just, like, talk to stuff. Like,
man, at work, there's so many days I have full conversations with these printers. Like, you were going to act right or I'm rolling you out the door. I'm rolling you out into the street.
I remember working there. TB would be say something. Come on, stupid machine. I said, don't talk to him like he didn't mean that. He did not mean you was beautiful. You was smart. You gonna do good. You gonna make good color copies today. The black and whites is gonna be sharp, and you gonna do good today.
Yes, you would.
You is fine.
Yes, you would.
You got to motivate them. This is how you motivated by spirit negative in the air. No.
Oh my God. So many objects.
Yeah, I do that all the time. If somebody actually followed me in my day-to-day life, they probably
think we were crazy.
Crazy. Because I do that all day. I mean, you by yourself. So yeah. I be having conversations. It'd be me and the Lord, and we'd be talking and say, come on, phone. Like, come on now. I paid you. I pay you good.
Oh my God.
I pay you good every month.
Man.
Now that all I ask you do is pull up Google. That's it. That's it. That's all. I need you to pull up Google real quick. Don't do this right now.
I like it when your Siri answers me and I'm not.
Now, I should be mad at that because I could say, hey, Siri, all day. Look, nothing. But.
Hey, Siri.
You better hush your mouth. You didn't hear that. Close your ears. You didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. Close your ears. But yeah, she'll do that and it'll answer. I said, now wait a minute.
I pay your bill.
I keep your lights on. I keep them on good. I pay them on time. They never got cut off. You're not for the answer somebody else and I pay your bill.
Man. I talk to Steph like I walk by and bump something, it'll fall off, and I'll be like, the nerve.
Right.
Like,
oh, excuse you. I walk out of my walk into a door frame. Excuse you. I was here. Thank you.
Man, and let.
Rude.
Let a doorknob or something catch my belt loop when I walk by.
Let me go. I do that quick. Get caught. So let my shirt go. Why are you holding me? Get your hands off me. I am taken. Thank you. I have a man. Don't touch me like that.
Oh my God.
Just like just like earlier the cat was behind here. Mm-hmm. And it went across and it touched my butt. I don't like that. I said, I don't like that.
No.
Why would you touch me like that? I didn't ask you to be in my space. You're supposed to ask for permission before you do stuff like that. And then earlier, and I was I was gonna change my shirt out, and it was in the room. I said, I need him to leave because I don't like men's looking at me. I do this all day. It's entertaining to me because I laugh at myself when I do it.
Yeah.
I'm just practicing for my reality show. That's
oh,
it.
Yeah.
This is an audition. I'm just waiting for my reality show. You
we
know
gonna
what
be
saying?
Ready.
I'm gonna be ready. They ain't gonna have to prompt me. I got it. Yeah. I've been practicing all my life. Yeah. So, you know, y'all chime in, let us know what do y'all be talking to stuff to, or is just us. It's okay if it's just us. I'm fine with that.
It's fine.
So
at least there's two of us.
So, you know, and maybe that got something to do with these personality tests that we took.
Yeah.
So we each took this.
The Enneagram.
Enneagram. So I'm going to let her say it because I'm going to mess it up because I want to say a Negrum because that's what I say.
Oh, God.
Because that's what it's called. That's it. They got it wrong. I don't care how they spelled
again.
It.
And
that
again.
Is a Negrum. That's how you say
okay.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. They got it wrong. So there's several out there you can take. We want, let me tell you what, because this is how we do things right here, is we took the test. Okay.
For free.
Okay. And then it came up with a little chart that showed us what our results were. And then it had like a description. It said, oh, right here to get your full detailed report. We didn't do that.
No, because we got to pay
for that. We screenshot it and we went to somebody else's website.
Yeah, that's free.
And got the explanation.
Yes.
Because who's paying for that?
EnneagramInstitute.com. I think they have the
now,
free
now, what's
going to
be funny if they just got a generic graphic up there and we both got the same mouse? We finna find out.
Ooh, we didn't think of that.
Because she said, oh, it makes sense. And I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. And then it's like, oh, we the same. Wait a minute. Hold up.
We don't know what each other's results are. We're going to guess first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're enough alike that honestly, I think that we may have the same one.
Well, we got the same test results. Anyway, we finna find out.
We'll compare pie charts in a minute.
We will. Okay. So there are nine
Enneagrams.
I'm not saying that. Enneagrams. Because y'all say it like I say. Okay. There's type one, the perfectionist. Type two is the helper. Type three is the achiever. Type four is the individualist. Type five is the investigator. Type 6 is the loyalist. Type 7, the enthusiast. Type 8, the challenger. And type 9 is the peacemaker. You will go first guessing, or you want me to go first?
Well, okay, so by the name of it, you know, I told you on one website I looked at, it was named something different than that.
Cause I'll be honest with you, I probably wouldn't go with the name of the one that I am.
Yeah. Okay. Because what was number one? The perfectionist?
The perfectionist, yeah.
That's what I thought you would be, just by the name.
Why would you think that
of me? Oh, I don't know.
Why would I be a perfectionist?
Clutch your pearls.
I mean, I don't know what you mean.
I thought by the name.
I do this too. I be clutching my pearls, then I close my imaginary house coat. Like, oh my God. I do that. I'm sorry. Why would you?
It paints a picture.
Okay, sorry.
It paints a picture. I like it. It's theatric. I would have thought you were
that
a number.
That should have been a type, because that would be me. Theatrical. Yeah. Yes. The theatrical. The theatrics. The actor in life, for real.
I thought you would have been a number one by that. But the name on this one was different.
I just
want to
know why
different.
You thought I was the perfectionist. Like, I don't get that.
But I think what you actually are... I think what you actually are is the number three.
What is number three?
Which is
number three is the achiever. Okay, so why do you think that?
Because reading it, I know that you are.
Okay, let's just read number three. Okay, number three is the achiever, and it says the strengths are adaptable and able to succeed in almost any situation, productive and image conscious.
Highly driven.
Faults are feels their worth lies in what they can do and accomplish rather than who they are. I was trying to read that as feels their worth lies in what they can do and accomplish rather than who they do. Not who they are. That was really bad. Fear to be worthless or insignificant. To disappoint others, and the basic desire is to be valuable and acceptable. I would think that was me too.
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
That was the one that I guessed.
It says they are motivated, they are motivated by their constant need to be successful, or at least to look successful to others. They do everything they can to avoid failure. They never want to look like they don't know what they are doing, and they put a little too much focus on what others think of them.
Can be also known as the charmer and the professional. Okay. Like, you have a very charming, warm appeal, but also are able to be very professional. Yes.
Okay. I think yours is, let me go back up. Sorry.
You're good.
Type two, the helper. That's what I think. And it says type twos, always there to lend a hand and act as a support system for family and friends, motivated by their need to be loved and needed at all times. Now, that one's I was a little iffy on because I know you want love, but, you know, if you don't get it from somebody, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Extremely giving. That one stuck out to me to the point of ignoring their own needs. I think you tend to do that a little bit more than I would like you to, but that's not my business. Right? That's not my ministry nor my testimony. But anyway, really want to be liked and have a strong fear of being disliked. I disagree with that one part of it.
I don't give a crap.
So they do anything to ensure that they fit in. I don't think you care about that. The part that I agree with, the caring, warm, giving, values, friendships and relationships and those kind of things, just want to be, a good person and you know, be there for people and treat them the way you would want to be treated, that kind of thing. But the part of like, you gotta, I just gotta have love and that kind of thing. Not to say that you don't want love, but it's not like it's by any means necessary kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I just take anything. No.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, that's what I think.
I can see that.
So do we reveal the results?
Yes.
No. Okay. So you were wrong about my results. I'm actually.
Which one are you?
So if you know which one I'm not, if you had a second pick, what would it be?
Are you an achiever?
No. Okay, so
which one are you?
There's the answer to your results.
Okay, okay.
Number five. The investigator.
Okay.
The investigator are known as scientists or professors. Professors, yeah. Love to learn. They are constantly striving to conserve energy and learn more about the world and tend to make them more very private and detached. I can agree with that.
I can see that.
Says they can be secretive and not very social. I'm not very secretive. I just protect my peace and I protect things that are important to me.
Yeah.
And I play close to the vest on stuff like that just because people use anything and they try to disrupt stuff because they ain't happy themselves.
Yeah.
And that's just, I just don't play that. So strengths, knowledgeable, curious, insightful, analytical. Struggles to connect with their emotions, very detached and tends to be a loner.
That's that Gemini.
Well, I have like, I'm in touch with my emotions, but I also don't like waddle in things. I try not to because first of all, you don't care about my problems. Second of all, it's like, I know where that path leads and I don't like to stay down that road, you know, of that sometimes, depending on the emotion. You know, like when you're going through stuff and you're just like in the depressive state, like I try not to stay there.
Yeah.
I try to move around and do stuff to, you know, and then eventually I get up out of it.
Yeah.
But like, I don't like to talk about my emotions a lot.
Yeah.
For one, because I'm a crier. As hard as I may be.
It pisses me off. I try to be. Pisses me off to
you
cry.
You get to talk about the emotions then. And, pisses me off. Because it's like mumbling race.
I know, right? I don't like crying.
Mama didn't raise me that way.
Yeah.
I am a straw. I'm a thug. I'm a P-I-M-P. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Struggles to okay, you said that. Basic fear to be useless, helpless, or incapable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And basic desire to be capable and competent. Yeah. And another fun neato facto is type five. Well, come on, phone. See what I'm saying? See, I pay you every month and I touch on you every now and again.
This is terrible.
And yet you just want to defy me. Okay. Type five is the rarest Enneagram type. And it said type fives are innovative individuals known for their motivation to learn more about the world, obtain new skills, and become experts in their field so they can be self-sufficient. They value their solitude and tend to be reclusive.
Yep.
So what would you agree with that?
Can I see your pie chart? I want to see if it was obviously different. So that's good. What were your other top two?
It's on this one. Sorry, I got too many devices.
Too,
one moment, please. I'm sorry. Hold the line. Hold the line. Hold the line.
All right, so number four was...
So four and five.
Five are right there at each other.
So all what's
right.
number four?
So four is the individualist.
Okay.
Sensitive, withdrawn type, expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed, and temperamental. I don't think you're self-absorbed.
I'm not self-absorbed, but I am theatrical.
Very theatrical, yes.
We just talked about that. Yeah.
Okay. I had three that were almost identical.
Okay.
Like almost equal.
Did I get one of them?
Yes.
Yes.
That was my number one and number two were evil. Evil. I keep saying evil instead of even. Number one and number two were even.
The blood of Jesus.
So the individualist or almighty.
What was number one?
My top is number three, the achiever.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. The one that we were just talking about a minute
adaptable,
ago.
Adaptable.
Success driven.
Okay.
All right. Like, okay. Yeah, I want to be successful to me. Wanna
be valuable and
my children. Okay. I want to be valuable and helpful and all the things.
Okay. Yeah.
The helper was my number two.
Yep.
And it's called the reformer type number one on mine.
Mm-hmm.
Purposeful, self-controlled, perfectionistic, principled. Reading through the number three, it was scarily accurate.
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
Well, I think, and it's just like people that, if you go into like zodiacs and stuff like that, it's like some things are on point. But then there's a couple things that are not, you know. Because I'm a Gemini, and she'll tell you, or she has told me, that I'm not like other Geminis. Like, I'm a little different.
a little bit. Now, all of y'all got that that little bit of a multiple personality.
Cut off game strong. Oh,
like,
yeah. It's strong, baby. Ooh, I can go to the NBA with that game. Do you hear me?
You go from being like this to like, nope.
I promise you.
Real quick.
She ain't joking. I could be like talking to somebody and getting to know them and really like them, and then something happened, and then it's like, I don't even remember their name. And I'm not joking when I say I don't remember their name. Yep. A couple weeks could go by, and I'd be like, what is that? What is that dude's name? Can't think of it for nothing. Can't find it in my phone. Nothing. I just can't think of nothing.
And then she just has to go back to her Facebook block like, list to figure out.
Well, I know that boy's name.
Her restricted list reminds her who it was.
It's like, first of all, I don't have a restricted list. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't have a restricted block list.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't block people. I really do not, because I ignore them. Because my newer game is great.
Oh, notification. Oh, okay. That's nice. Take the Enneagram test. I feel like it's one of the most accurate personality tests out there. There's a stupid little test on Facebook.
What we've learned today is that you really don't know me at all.
I do know you.
No, you didn't even get none of mine. You didn't get mine right.
I didn't go deep into that number five. I was reading the titles. I know. I keep seeing the little flies. Don't know where they came from.
Anyway,
gross.
I don't know if I killed it. Anyway.
I was going by the names and I was like, that don't sound right. And then I saw the one. I'm like, okay, yeah, I think she might be that one. Because
the names are a little bit misleading.
A little bit.
You know, and then you read it and it's like, okay, but if you're this don't even like line up with that quite. But I mean, it's still pretty accurate. Yeah. It's a couple of things. Like I said, like with anything, it's always going to be, because we're all different. So if we all were to the T like this, you know, this would be a very boring world. So it's got to be some give and take, some a little bit more extreme size. And plus, I think life and upbringing and all those type of things play a part in how extreme certain things are. Oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah, like yours, your top one, it mentioned like narcissism and all that stuff. And that, if you would have been brought up differently, possibly have, but yeah, you don't have any of those traits.
Nope.
None of those.
Nope, I do not.
Because I'm perfect. I'm a narcissist.
Perfection, baby. Look at it. Anyway, so I would do encourage y'all to, you know, take the test and, you know, drop your results down in there. Maybe, you know, maybe a five like me, baby. I don't know. You know, but
all
know,
the rares, all us rares got to stick together.
You know what I'm saying? We got to stick together. All these fives out here. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Take a whole hand to make ours. Okay. I'm saying. All right.
Oh, my God. All right.
You have an HOA approved pick.
HOA picks for the day. Yes. I watched this insane. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
More perfections.
I like watching, you know, since I apparently was in a cult, I like watching.
You like to learn about your people.
I do. I got to find out if I was in any other one on accident. There's on HBO Max is, it's called Mother of God Cult. And it is just, it blows my mind how these things get started. Just trips me out. I don't get it. Then again, I was in one and didn't know it until now. So okay, I don't get it. Either way, really cool thing
Hot
to watch.
Meat kettle.
Yes. I don't like watching the murder documentaries and stuff. I like watching the cult documentaries.
I'm the opposite. I like watching the murder ones.
Man,
like, how'd she do that? Oh, wee.
I'm not looking for ideas. Exactly.
Taking notes.
This is two episodes in a row we've mentioned murder. I'm just saying.
We've had a lot of free time.
Yes, we have. Here and there. Anyway, what's yours?
Hoot and Holler Podcast.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's got these two women on here. They're best friends.
Ridiculous.
They are ridiculous. And I love them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know?
The best.
I mean, it's something about that one woman. You know, Candace, oh, she's the best.
Man.
I mean, she's absolutely hilarious. I mean, somebody should put her in some kind of movie of some kind.
Y'all
okay?
remember that time I mentioned narcissism? Y'all remember that?
No, they do not.
They don't.
They do not.
See, she's gaslighting. It's exactly you keep proving my point.
Okay, let's cut this off. Just trim this from the tape.
Dramatic.
But the other one I would suggest, though, is Hoot and Holler Podcast on YouTube. But the other one would be The Outlaws on Prime. They actually just come out with a new season, and I have not watched it yet. But it's about, and I think it's based, I don't think they shot it in the U.S. because everybody has a British accent. But anyway.
What gave it away?
Just thinking. You know,
I've seen it on Netflix. I haven't watched the previews or anything.
It's not on Netflix, ma'am. Oh, it's on Prime.
On Prime. I've seen it.
She really hadn't seen it. Anyway,
I've seen it.
But what it is a bunch of outlaws. They're like have to do some community service type of thing.
I have watched that. Yes.
Yeah, but they come out with a new season.
Yes.
And I haven't watched it. I'll be honest. Yeah. I haven't had the time to watch it just yet.
It's pretty good.
But,
it's pretty good.
But yeah, it's really, really good. It's got what's that man's name?
Stephen Merchant.
No,
he's in it. He's a big tall guy. If you watched,
his name John Voight.
Yes,
John Voight.
John Voight. He's my favorite.
He's one of the main characters.
Also, if you watch Baby Reindeer on Netflix, mm-hmm. the woman, the stalker that's on that, plays the cop in this. But she's actually like funny and likable in this.
She wants so bad to be like she is just important on the police force, but she's got to do this.
It is great.
And she's trying something like that, you know, reporting for duty. Yeah, I did all the things, you know.
Like, she's
trying to fit in so bad.
You're a volunteer.
You feel bad for her. It's pretty much a hall monitor for the streets.
You feel so bad for her. But her character is, she has so much confidence in herself that it's so great.
Yeah.
It's so great.
It's like, okay,
she talks about dating.
Right. Which is awkward.
It's so bad.
So awkward. But it's good. It's really good. It's
yeah, y'all need to check that one out.
But yeah, so check that out. So I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit of advice this week, and
thank you for being a friend.
I want you to lean in. Yeah, come closer.
Closer.
A little closer.
Closer.
A little closer.
All right, we're there.
Okay, not too close.
We're there.
Okay, back up.
Back up.
Okay, really close. I can feel you breathing. Back up. And this piece of advice is from Rose on the Golden Girls, and you know she has the best advice.
I love Rose. My favorite.
You know. Mm-hmm. She's just bar none the best.
Yep.
Golden Girls person, period. The older you get, the better you get, unless you're a banana.
Bum, bum, bum.
Do I need to say it again?
One more again.
Let me say it again for the people in the back. One more again. Get it. The older you get, the better you get, unless you're a banana. Don't be a banana this week.
Nope.
Be something like a...
Like an apple.
Evergreen.
Yeah, that works. That works.
Apple.
I don't know.
Evergreen.
Be a fern. Like, whatever.
Tiger lily. I don't know why I had to say it that way, but it worked.
Because you're thinking Tiger King.
Be a tiger lily.
All right.
Okay.
We're special. All right. We're out.
All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Holla, y'all.
See y'all next time.
I wasn't ready. Sorry, I thought you were done.
Premature. Lord. Right. Follow the clue.
Try again.
Follow the clue. You follow me, okay?
Okay.
You follow me. And when I say it, and then we do the things, and then we do the holla, and then we do it, and we end it, okay?
Narcissist. All right.
Follow me, okay? The perfectionist of the group. Okay.
Okay.
The one that's over here achieving things.
Okay.
Okay. You ready? You got it?
I'm ready.
Protocol.
I'm ready.
All right. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in to another episode of Hoot and Holler. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll see y'all next time. Holla. holla y'all.
I know. I didn't know where you were going.
Come on, man. All right.
Bye.
See what I got to deal with?